Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name, for you are God of all flesh. Take my flesh and fill me with more of your spirit. Give us understanding heart to decipher your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I'm continuing the subject matter, the signs of wisdom. The signs of wisdom. And I want us to look at our anchor scripture, Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue or the temple or the church. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get this wisdom? Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? What a blessing. Say, this is power. He began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished. Last week I told you that the first sign, according to this scripture, for somebody to know that you have wisdom is by speech, is by our communication. Hello? Is by what? Communication. If you open your mouth to speak, they can tell whether you are wise or you are the other side. Amen. True or not true? Have you not insulted some people that are like, this person, oh, is not wise, cry, because of the way the person spoke? But Jesus, the Bible says, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? Can somebody also testify about you after you have opened your mouth to speak? That what woman is this? What woman is this? By reason of your communication, by reason of opening your mouth to say something. Look, if you want to know a real person, who that man is, who that woman is, you wait till the person opens his mouth or her mouth to speak. Hello? Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what actually comes out of your mouth is real, the real you. Yes. So if you hear somebody consistently talking about profane, you know, speaking profane, talking rubbish, you see, that is the real person. That, don't say that the person is joking. That is the real person. Amen. I said, that is what? The real person who said, oh, this person there is joking. It's not joking. That is the real person. So wisdom can be expressed through communication. Amen. May the Lord give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. Receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know that, is it some people, they say they don't like talking. Sometimes it's not like they don't like talking. It's a wisdom problem. Hello? Because the Lord has given you this mouth so that you can use it to do what? Talk. But there are some people, they have come to realize that they have problem of communication. They don't know how to express because wisdom is producing answers. Wisdom is application of knowledge. Hello? We go to school to acquire knowledge, not wisdom. We go to school to acquire what? Knowledge. So it's after when you come, they will know whether you have wisdom or not. Hello? Because you can be knowledgeable. You can be knowledgeable. Knowledgeable. You go to school to acquire information. But wisdom is not given to us through school or by school. Hello? Are you here? You've gone home. As a matter of fact, no university teaches wisdom. Wisdom is given by God. You go to university to get that information. Hello? True or not true? Hello? True or not true? Yes. All the school that you have been to, you were taught knowledge. You were given knowledge from kindergarten to university and having your your second degree, your PhD, is all about information. That is why the book of James chapter 1 verse 5, it says that if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask the Lord. Amen? So you can be to school, you can go to school and then you cannot solve anything. Have you not seen some people, they have been to school and they are not solving anything? Yes. You can see them in most of our politicians. Yes. They have been to school. I said they have been to school. But they cannot solve anything because solving issues, you need wisdom. Are you here? Because wisdom is providing answers. Answers. So you can go to school in Harvard, or what are some of the best schools? Oxford. You can go to those places and still come back. And you cannot answer anything. Because the situation will be staring at you like this. Now you have to apply. You have to give what? Wisdom. If you are able to solve things, then you have moved from knowledge to wisdom. Are you here? If you cannot solve your road problem and always your road is getting spoiled, You have wisdom problem. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about, because I'm thinking about, you see this our road. One day I will just tie it just like that. Yes. Concrete road. Amen. Oh, I thought you'd be clapping for. Yeah. So that when they come here, they will see that this is the way you're supposed to be doing our road. Amen. It's called wisdom problem. Are you here? Yes. So when Jesus spoke, they took notice of his wisdom. When the first time I saw this scripture, then I realized that, Charlie, I don't have sense at all. Because when I speak, it doesn't hold water. When you are given the opportunity to say something, what comes out of your mouth will determine whether you have wisdom or you don't have wisdom. May the Lord give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. I say, may the Lord give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. Say, who be one na wokasa? Then I woke up. So the first point that I gave last week was that wisdom can be seen through speech. It's a sign. So, sister, when the young man comes to you, let the young man talk. Don't say that, oh, he's just quiet, 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 quiet with foolishness. Hello? Ask questions so that the young man will talk. Then you will know whether there is something in that head or not. The person is hiding behind quietness. He's not having wisdom. He's hiding behind quietness. And you are there. He said, no. Push the person to talk. Am I saying something right here? Amen. The sisters, push them to talk. Then you will know the sort of person that she is. Because wisdom can be seen. Are you still with me? Yes. Don't say that we are dating. We are going to eat shawarma. We are going to eat shawarma. Then from shawarma, we are going to eat omutuo. You see, you are always jumping from one place to the other. That's why you are not seeing. Then when you are really into the thing, then you say, ah! What is this? What is this? I didn't see this because you didn't want to see. Because if you really want to see, you will see. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to see, you will see. It's because you don't want to see. You are cluttered with omutuo, shawarma, ademe, and you know, eba. You are saturated. You see, you are crowded with all food. Going to one joint to the other. One restaurant to the other. So, when now you're supposed to play the game, no, now it's like you have brought the relationship to another level. Then it's like, what is this? No. I didn't bargain for this. I didn't settle for it. But you've realized that it was too late. Because you have brought the relationship to a level that everybody knows. So now pulling out becomes a problem. Are you here? Yes. Some of you, you employ, marketers who don't know how to talk. And they are your marketers. Your marketers don't know how to talk. When they go and then they are marketing your product, you know. Oh, yes, you can try it and see. Have you also tried it? You to try. When you try and then it works, fine. When it doesn't work, fine. You see, the person has collapsed your company already. Are you here? May you receive wisdom to manage your businesses in the name of Jesus. What a word. Are you here? Wisdom can be seen. I'm talking about the science of wisdom. Yes. We are trying to examine ourselves whether we are walking in the wisdom of God or we are walking in, you know, excuse me to say, foolishness. Are you here? Yes. And another thing too that I said was that wisdom can be seen in things. One of the signs showing that you have wisdom is by building a house for the Lord and a house for yourself. Amen. Yes. Building a house for the Lord or a house for yourself. God, the Bible says, through wisdom, a house is built. When you have wisdom, you will build a house. Yes. You are starting life, and the first thing you are aiming at is a car. You are not wise. Are you here? A car can get spoilt at any time. Yeah. You should be aiming at a house. Young men, are you here? Yes. Because the young guys knows that girls like cars. So they are aiming at cars and not a house. That's why you are sleeping in that ghetto. Hello? Receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. Listen, this year, whether you like it or not, you will build. Amen. Some of you, you will purchase a land. Amen. Yes, this year. Through wisdom, a house is built. Not money. Through wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 4. Are you here? Say wisdom. Look, in your lifetime, make sure that you build. Yes. Your father didn't build. It's a sign. Hello? I say your father didn't build. It's a sign. Don't take it lightly. Yes. Because it's even, at least you build some atakwame, then he's like, but he didn't even have any atakwame. Die. It's a sign. But as for you, in your time, you are going to build houses in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to somebody here, receive the anointing and the grace to build houses in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Is somebody receiving it? Not when you are old. The ladies, are you here? Yes. I like ladies who build houses. Yes. They build. The ladies receive anointing to build in the name of Jesus. Oh, the ladies receive anointing to build in the name of Jesus. Receive it again in the name of Jesus. when somebody follows you to your house, and when he sees your house like this, the respect will go up. Are you here? Yeah. Yesterday, there was a ceremony here. You know, somewhere here. And then the people that came, when they come, they will be looking at the church building. Then it's wow. And the leader was in their midst. Simple and in my slippers. And I was gallivanting around the place. You see, I was just at the place in my slippers. I've not dressed chinchini. Yes. And people have dressed so. Tell the people can dress pow. And they have dressed and they are there. And they are there. So as they were packing the cars, they were looking at this. And one of them, as I was going to escort him, and I said, oh, let's enter. He was just admiring this. Wow. The place has transformed. Look, I'm this small land and you are able to put this thing, you know. And I said, oh, let's enter. So I brought them in. And when they got in here, they said, then he gave me high five. Pah. And he said, this one, it will take the wisdom of God to be able to do it. Yes. And he said, the place is big. Pah. You have utilized. No, this one, no architect gave me. It's my own architectural. This one. Yes. Nobody gave me a plan like this. It's from myself. All the things that you see is from me. Straight from above. Are you here? Somebody also can get the same land. One plot of land. And then you can only have here as a church. But when you have wisdom, you can create space. Yes. And here, there's still space. There's still space. Can I show you a space? As we are growing in numbers and there's an overflow, another pillar will come here, you know, and join this one. And people will be sitting at the top here and then we'll be watching here. And then here too, we'll do same here. And then people will be sitting at the top and then they'll be watching. It's wisdom. Yeah. All we need is to just erect pillars here. And then that's all. So if you like, bring more numbers. You will see, I will create it right now. And then it will be cool to go. So you need wisdom to be able to do what? Build. Yeah. The money that was used to build this place would have maybe used 10 times more if I'm doing some curve. You know curve. You see, some of you, when you are building, you build curve. It's also another wisdom. Hello? It will take all your money. You don't build a church like that. Even your whole house, there are some places that curve you do that they say, you will not do anything over there. Hello? But when you have wisdom, when you are operating in wisdom, you see, the way you do your thing is different. Yes. I have space. At the top. I'm going up. You see, we are constructing another this thing up. Amen. And that one up there, we can put another building on it. You see, the foundation is very solid by the grace of God. Yeah, we invested more into the foundation. So it can carry more building. But now, what I want to do is that I want to flow it. In the future, when more monies have come, I'll take off the roof and then continue. Oh, your clapping is envious. Receive the wisdom to build in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So we are building little by little. Little by little. You see, you don't just build, boom. No, your money will finish. You build precept by precept. Your profits, then you use it to build. You use your profit to build. Don't use your capital to build. Okay. Other than that, you will be broke. That's why you will see houses. You will see some houses, you know, there, and then it never, you know, it can never be completed. Hello? Yes. You build at every point. We have been here. We're somewhere corner there. And then we started building. And then we extended it. And then we extended it. It's like we are building. It's wisdom. You see, don't say that I want to finish building before I get into the house. Finish some place and get in there. Whilst you are there, continue to build. Continue to build. Is somebody here? Why are you making some people to be building more houses with your rent money? Some of you, when you are going to rent, you want 7 years. You want to rent 7 years, which means that, Charlie, I want to stay in somebody's house for 7 years. And when the 7 years is approaching, he's thinking about renewing it. He's not thinking about building his own. May the Lord give you the wisdom to build in the name of Jesus. Are you still with me? Yeah. It's wisdom. How many years have you been in a rented house? If you have made up your mind to build, by now you would have built. It's your money that your landlord is using to do the extension. Have you realized that? And that extension is going to rent it to somebody else and make money. And you are there and not thinking about going to build. You are not making up your mind to build. You say, I want to rent. I break any spirit of renting in the name of Jesus. May you be set free from the spirit of renting. Yes. You can rent temporarily. 2 years, 3 years is fine. Or if you make your projection that 5 years I want to be here whilst building. By the time your landlord will say, Jack, what are you? You have moved into your own house. Receive this wisdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say receive this wisdom in the name of Jesus. Yes. Sometimes you don't even need very big half plot. Because your place that is you are now is not even quarter plot. Your room is not quarter plot. So sometimes you don't even need a big land. Is the Lord speaking to us? Amen. So your wisdom can be seen through your building. Yeah. And when I came, they were very surprised. Yeah. And some of them also came, and then they were speaking to Pastor Ahmed. I mean, about the place. So, wow, the place is very powerful. And it says, I mean, whilst I was thinking about something, it also it said, oh, we can even use it to, I mean, for event, you know, can use it for churches to be, I mean, renting it, I mean, to do weddings and all that. You know. And I said, oh yes, you are in the spirit. It's a good idea. Hello? Yeah. Because the place is cute. Can't you see that the place is nice? Or you can't see. Amen. And it will become nicer. Oh, yes. Yeah. So that when you are having your wedding here, darling, you yourself, you will love it. Pa. Yes. When you have your wedding here, it's like your wedding will last. Amen. Because it's like the atmosphere, very anointed, very nice. Look, what I'm trying to say is that, you see, your wisdom can be seen through buildings. Building, whether building a house or building a house for yourself. Are you getting understanding? Are you getting the understanding? Yes. So, brother, stop eating too much. You are eating too much. Eh? Some of you, if we open you up right now, we will see about 56 houses inside your tummy. Because you've been building over there. You need to circumcise your appetite and start building precept by precept, little by little. By the time you realize, look, you have erected some gargantuan building. Amen? Deprive yourself today from certain things. Clothes, shoes, deprive yourself. You see, those things, it will come by itself. After you have done all those things, Charlie, what again? Are you getting it? But what will profit you? Eh? You have sat up, but you don't even have a place of abode. Eh? You have sat up, but when you are going home, you don't know where you are going. May you receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. The third point, the third sign of wisdom is by winning souls. Winning what? Yes, I will show you that soul winning is a sign of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he who wins souls is. If you are a soul winner, yes. More especially rich people in the church. Look, I've told God that, God, give me money and money. I'll still go and win souls. Yes. Yesterday I was at Chado. Yeah. Going to house to house. House to house. House to house. Winning souls. Yes. And you that you don't even have a car. Or a bicycle. Eh? And you don't want to win a soul to the Lord. Somebody that God has blessed small, is winning souls. So that God will still be merciful unto him. Hello? Then you should be winning souls more. Bishop Oyedepo still go to house-to-house evangelism. Because wise people win souls. Am I speaking to somebody here? Are you angry at me because I'm telling you the truth? Am I the one who is saying it? Let's all read together. Ready? Go. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Look at Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Reading from verse 1. The sisters, are you here? Look, I'm telling you something. If you're a sister and you win souls, you will marry quick. It's a secret that you know. You see, when a brother sees you winning souls, and not to come and, you know, seduce him by talking about Jesus Christ. Look, the brother will say that, no, this is a marriage material. Yes. Because you can approach all manner of people. Yes. So your spec, you will be preaching more to your specs. By the time you realize, one of them have picked you. It's wisdom I'm giving you. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. A wise son makes a glad father. Take me to another version, NIV. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother. NLT. Okay, let's. Wise son, glad father. Stupid son, sad mother. Straight. Stupid. Oh my God. A wise child brings joy to her father. A foolish child brings grief to a mother. Are you still here with me? A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish and self-confident son is the grief of his mother. Have you seen it? So, who is the father he's talking about here? He's talking about God, our Heavenly Father. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, it says that when in this manner you pray, our Father in heaven. You see, so we have a Father in heaven. So the Bible, it says that a wise son, you know, makes the father happy. It brings joy to the father. It brings joy to the father. May you bring joy to your father. And how do you bring joy to your father? How do you bring joy to your father? Hello? Luke chapter 15, verse 7. What I want us to see, what brings joy to the father. Don't you want to see what brings joy to the father? 15 verse 7, look at it. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. When a soul gets saved, heaven rejoices. Amen. So why, have you asked yourself that, why is it that you find it difficult to win soul? Ask yourself that, why is it that you feel shy to win soul? Because the devil wants to make you an unwise Christian. Because when you win that soul, maybe that soul is a potential armed robber who will be coming to your house. So when you win that soul, the soul gets repented, and then he will not come to your house to come and rob you. Hello? That is the wisdom. You have people in your area, and they are there. You are going up and down. They are watching. They are thinking. They are devising ways. You see, if you had preached to them, you see, they will be convicted. So wise people will always preach the gospel, because it is only the gospel that transforms people. Are you getting it? Yes. May we receive that wisdom in the name of Jesus. I said, may we receive that wisdom in the name of Jesus. You see, I'm talking about the signs of wisdom. Yes. When you win souls, you are classified as someone who have what? Wisdom. So three things I've spoken about so far. Wisdom can be seen through speech. Wisdom can be seen through building a house for the Lord or a house for yourself. And then the third point, hello, winning souls makes you what? Wise.
God bless you for your time.